I know what it's like to feel stuck with the things that you've gone through, but I also know that the enemy wants to keep us looking back. So when I experienced freedom and started to look faith forward, it changed everything for me.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
This week, we're talking about freedom, and this is a follow-up to last week's conversation about fear, because fear is what gets in the way of us making changes we want to in our lives. So we are going to dive into freedom this week and talk about how we can all experience a little more of that.
Yeah, sometimes when we're doing this, I imagine who's sitting in that fourth seat, and I don't know if right now you have a cup of coffee or if you have toddlers climbing over you or if you are drinking a green smoothie, which, by the way, Jennifer hates. I forced her one time to take a drink of my green smoothie.
Had kale in it. Like, who puts kale in a smoothie?
It
weird.
Was so good.
We're afraid of green smoothies. That's what fear is in our lives.
There's the fear. So I imagine who's in that seat, and you may be like Jennifer and hate green smoothies, but what you do love is freedom. Don't we all love freedom? Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to start, as we always do, with kind of a confession question, and we're going to answer, but we want to hear what you have to say too. So what's a hard part of your story where you've experienced freedom? So let's just dive deep.
Okay.
Right on, right?
Let's go for it. I will often talk about how I was a woman on repeat. I was circling the same issues over and over and over. I was talking about the same things that made me cry, and that's okay. But that really shows us that there's like some unhealed places in our heart. So
some
when
stuff.
We're really wanting to dwell on the negative things, and look, we've all have our things. We all have our hard stories and the things that we've had to fight through. But I realized that my brokenness was just getting the best part of my day. It was getting more of my headspace than it needed to. And so I really went to war with that stuck place that I was in. And so when I experienced freedom on that, it was like I felt like I'd finally graduated after years and years of taking the same test over and over and over.
Yeah.
So if you feel stuck right now, I'm kind of like need to be your best friend, because I get it. I know what it's like to feel stuck with the things that you've gone through. But I also know that the enemy wants to keep us looking back. So when I experienced freedom and started to look faith forward, it changed everything for me.
Yeah. I mean, how hard was that, though? Because, Jennifer, you know, my hope is that we are going to become friends with those who are listening.
Yes.
Because we're vulnerable. We want to open our lives up. How hard was it to transition from your backstory to your new story?
You know, it was really hard. It took counseling. It took some really good friends. I found a friend who had a similar story, and we really powered through this brokenness thing together. She's actually on the radio. Her name's Carrie, and I'm a super fan of hers. We did this freedom journey and healing sisterhood together. So I think finding someone that you can walk through life with that kind of understands and gets you is huge. Counseling is huge. Depression and anxiety is something that I have faced and battled for years, probably a good solid 10 to 15 years. Getting the help that I needed, and in a way that I stopped looking at that as weakness and said, you know what, I'm pretty brave to walk into this doctor's office right now and to spell all of these things out. I am super brave to go sit in an hour-long counseling session. So for me, it just meant being willing to tackle those things instead of running from it.
Yeah. And seeing yourself as worthy of that.
Such absolutely.
A huge thing. Well, about a year ago, I was doing a radio interview, and the woman who was introducing me said this. She said, I want to introduce Susie Eller. She's a woman who is comfortable in her own skin. Then she turned the mic over to me, and I was like a mess. It hit me in that moment that a gift had been given to me a long time ago, a gift that came over time and that was slow to be opened, but it was truly true what she was saying. And so I think the hard part for me in attaining freedom was getting to that point where I was comfortable in my own skin. Mm-hmm. Jennifer and my story is pretty similar. Mm-hmm. We were raised in some chaos, yes, some dysfunction, and there was, in my story, there's abuse. Mm-hmm. And man, that there's some emotional baggage, right, that you carry, right, in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so feeling comfortable in my own skin meant that that one chapter of my life was no longer the primary chapter,
yes,
of my life. It was one chapter. God had written so many other chapters in my story so that when I saw myself, I didn't see myself defined by this little narrow, limited space of time, but I saw myself as a whole. And that allowed me to be comfortable in my own, mm-hmm, skin.
I love that.
Yeah. Not easy, though.
No,
not absolutely easy. Yeah. How about you, Holly?
So for me, I think I experienced freedom through a really hard season of my life, which seems that would be the opposite. But I went through almost 10 years of infertility. Mm-hmm. And I started that in my 20s when I thought I could still control everything,
yeah,
including when and how I was going to have a baby. And yeah, I had it all planned out. And when you run into month after month of not, yeah, having your plans worked out, it makes you think about how maybe you're not in control after all. And so that was a painful process. Sure. I cried in bathrooms a lot.
Yeah.
I got mad and told God that I was mad. But through that, I came to a point of surrender, which I think is true freedom, even though it's never what we want to do, yeah, to get, mm-hmm, free. Mm-hmm. And then God ended up giving us this crazy, beautiful family story that I never could have expected, but yeah, that I would not rewrite now.
Yeah, it's a pretty great story. Are you going to,
yeah,
share it?
I can.
I want you to. Yeah.
So yeah, so after all those years, God brought me to a place where I felt like he showed me I was a mom, even if I didn't have physical children. So if anyone is listening and feeling that way, that I'm not a mom because I don't have physical children, I want to say that is not true. Or yeah, if you're an empty nester wondering, like, do I still have a purpose? Am I still, yeah, a mom if I don't have kids in my house?
Right.
And so he took me to the passage in Genesis where Eve is called the mother of all living. And I discovered that all women are mothers because all women bring life to the world in some way.
Yeah.
And for me, I thought that was just going to be birthing books. So I kind of settled into that. And then through a facility in our area called Saving Grace,
yeah,
that's for girls who age out of the foster system or would otherwise be homeless, I met a young woman named Lavelle, who is 20.
Yeah.
And long story short, she became our daughter. She's now married and has a little girl named Ellie. So I'm also a grandma. So I did
such
all the
transition
life stages, like in warp speed. But yeah, and that has been a beautiful freedom too, of just saying, you know what? Family doesn't have to look a certain way. I think God makes family, yeah, in all different ways. And that can be freeing too.
Yeah. You know, and I love that because I remember being at the wedding, mm, for Lavelle and watching you and Mark walking over and wrapping your arms around them and praying for them. That is such a beautiful picture of family. And then a year later or so when she became pregnant, and then here's this sweet little girl that has come on the scene, and watching this and just thinking, Holly, you had no idea in those hard years.
No idea
what God had,
you know, and there were so many times when I was like, does he remember me?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Ellie, our granddaughter, came on what we call in our family, we call it Girth Day, because it's the day we made things official with Lavelle.
Yeah.
So down to the day, like Ellie came on
Girth
Day. She
was born that day.
Yes. Mm. August 28th.
That's a kiss
her
from
birthday.
God.
Yes. And so I just thought, you know, all that time when I thought, he's not thinking about me right now, or I've been forgotten or overlooked, you know, he had it down to the day. So if someone's listening thinking, I'm not sure that God is still in my story.
Yeah.
And that can hold us back from freedom too. Just know he absolutely is.
So we want you to share your hard parts of your story so that we can cheer you on. We can pray with you. We can just hear what you have to say.
So what helps us become a little freer?
Wow. That's such a simple question with such complex answers, right?
Yeah, could you sum
you know,
it up
how
in a few
do
minutes?
You become comfortable in your own skin when you've had words spoken over your heart that left a lot of damage? And I would just say that that's not an easy process. That over time, again, I began to see this part of my life is not the defining part of my life. My past shaped me, but it doesn't define me. And it certainly doesn't limit me from becoming all that God knows that I can be. And so that was an area that helped me become freer. I think that you can end up being 95 years old and still that part that shaped you at the age of 15, it matters to God and it matters. I am in no way trying to say that it doesn't matter. It does. But if it's still your identity at the age of 90 or 95 or 55 or 45 or 30 is just taking a look and saying, okay, these people who spoke these words over my heart or did these things, at what point is God writing something different? How has he redeemed this? How is he moving me in a different direction? Who am I separate from them? Right. You know? And for me, that was a real turning point for me to say, I'm not Susie who grew up in a dysfunctional home. I'm Susie who loves cheesecake. I'm Susie who loves, I'm going to throw out another food, key lime pie. I love roller coasters. I love family. I love to laugh until I have to run to the bathroom. Like I am so much more than somebody else's actions and somebody else's words. I am so much more than that.
Yeah.
And that began to redefine me.
I think I went through something similar because one, like you said, let God rewrite your story.
Yeah.
You know, I had written the ending to my story.
Yeah.
And it involved a baby, you know, a little baby. And I had to lay down the pen at some point so that God could write a different ending. And like you said, too, not to define myself. You know, the enemy would have loved to tell me, you know what, you're a barren woman. And I said, you know what? I am not. I am beloved. I am blessed. I am a life giver. I am not barren.
Yeah.
And so I remember talking to a friend who was going through a hard time too. And she just kept saying, you know, this struggle defines me now. This is who I am. And I said, this is your circumstance, but it's not your identity.
Yeah.
I think we can say that to anyone listening, you know, whatever you're going through, whatever is trying to hold you captive, it's what you're struggling with, but it's not your identity.
Absolutely.
And it is not your destiny.
Yeah. And your new story, your new chapter was also a new chapter for Lavelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so cool.
And that's fun too, because it isn't just our story, right? Like God has all these stories woven into one great story that we all have a part of. And he's the only one who can figure out all the details.
Okay, I have goosebumps.
So, that's freeing too, right? To be like, oh yeah, I don't run the world, which I tend to forget.
Yeah. I love that. Well, the whole time that we've been talking about this, I've just been seeing the common thread of how God is so faithful to redeem our stories. And even if it looks completely different than what we saw coming, it's a good story. And so when I think about all of the things that could have been stacked against us, all of those broken pieces in our story and statistics that said, okay, you're going to have an unhappy marriage and you're going to be a bad mom. All of those things were like completely false. When the Holy Spirit comes in and you give your heart over to the Lord, game changer. And so all of those things that could have tied me down and hindered me are the things that's my area of people that I minister to. I would not be who I am without all of that junk that I face. So I am grateful. I can look back at the abuse and the lies and all of those different things and say, God, thank you for how you have used that for your glory and for healing my heart. I am not stuck. I'm not stagnant. I'm a really good success story. I'm the underdog story. And that's such a gift.
Yeah.
And so I just want whoever is listening and you feel like you're always going to be boxed in by a label, I want you to know you are so much bigger than a box, baby.
God,
some really good things for you. So don't look at the box. Don't look at the labels. Our God is so much bigger than all of those things that tried to define you, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah. And you know, I want to do a little shout out really quick to my mom, because, you know, when I talk about our past, I always now have to include that for me, a new chapter was written watching my own mom heal.
Yes.
you know, and how brave she is to allow me to share what I share, because who wants your children to say, hey, you know what, mom, there were some things could have been done better. But what I would say is that the mom that I have now and I've had for the last few years, I'm so proud of who she is. I'm so proud of the fact that she has allowed me to share our story. That doesn't happen for everybody. Mm-hmm. I still have other parts of my story that have not resolved, that don't come in a sweet, you know, bow tie at the end. But long before mom started her journey, God wanted me to start mine, regardless of whether there was a nice bow at the end or not. So I do see a common theme in this.
Yeah. I do. I think it is. We've come to freedom is about God rewriting your story.
Yeah.
And I think that's really powerful. And we like to have a section where we get really practical and hopefully give you some options for a small step you can take today in less than 5 minutes so that we go from not just inspiration, but application with the goal of transformation. I like things that rhyme. So for me, I was thinking, you know, we all talked about those labels or the words that define us. So I think if someone is listening, there's probably like a signature word, like barren was for me for years, that if you write that word down on a piece of paper and cross it out and say, God, give me a new word. Mm-hmm. So I would write down barren, cross it out, and write down beloved.
Like, because I'm just wanting that to shout right
is
now.
Is my identity. So that's something you can do in 5 minutes or less today. Just take a moment to do that. So what about you, Suze?
You know, for me, it was shifting my focus from the past to who I am today, giving less power. And how do you do that in 5 minutes? It's just literally, it's a mental shift, just saying, and maybe it's writing down 5 words. Who am I today? Separate from what somebody else spoke over me or what somebody else did to me. Who am I separate because of who God is in me? Yeah. Just write it down, 5 words, very fast. And that's a mental shift.
Yeah. And that might be a longer version. So I said one word, but someone might want to write down a complete sentence like that was spoken over them in their childhood, and then pause and say, God, what would you speak over me instead? So that's just a little bit longer than the one word.
It is. And sometimes what I do too, Holly, is I may take one passage of scripture and I might turn around and personalize that and put my name in it. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in Susie Eller than he that is in the world. And that in itself is speaking truth over my heart.
I love that. So I've seen words. So we've got the power of our story and the power of words and taking those captive. So I really want to challenge, like, my 5 minute thing would be anytime you hear yourself saying negative things about yourself or putting yourself down, I want you to like put it on mute for just two seconds. And I want you to really, really think about the power of words and how powerful your words over your situation, over your life, over your people, and start speaking those life-giving words over yourself instead of the lies, because that's how we fight this, is we change the way that we do life from being stuck to being a success story, for being a survivor, being exactly who God has called us to be by stopping those lies from taking root in our hearts.
Yeah. And I think I want to say, too, that you may be in a place in your story where you are not there.
Yeah.
You are not ready to hold the pen. You are not ready to lay it down. And your 5 minute thing needs to be going, having a good old ugly cry and giving yourself permission to do that, or going and beating the stuffings out of your pillow with no one watching and telling God how mad you are about this chapter, you know. Or it is OK, too, if your one step today is just to be honest about, you know what? I hate my story right now.
Yeah.
God can take that too, you know, and when we bring it to him, he does not get mad. He does not condemn us for that. He knows that it's hard to live in this world. I mean, Jesus experienced his story not being fun in some parts too. So we always want to give you, speaking of freedom, we want to give you that freedom too, that anytime we mentioned, here's something helpful you can do, you can also ignore it.
Yes.
Or you can throw your iPhone across the room if we're making you upset. We wouldn't recommend that because it might break. But, you know, there's always freedom too, to just get honest about how you're feeling and know you are loved anyway.
Absolutely. So what's coming up next?
Next week is Being Who You Are. And I love this because I think it's going to be really fun because we were leading up to taking these steps. So next week is all about being who you are.
Well, being Jennifer is really cool. You should just see her right now, like cool from head to toe.
Yeah.
Well, and we also want to offer some resources. We want to hear what you have to share, what you're reading right now. But we also have some resources to share. Holly, you have a book. It's a devotional called Hope Your Heart Needs, and it's 52 devotionals that just lead you straight toward the heart of hope. And when we are walking into freedom, having something daily that we can tie into that can just feed our soul for that day is a really good thing.
Yeah. And Jennifer has a book that is a bullseye for this because the title is Freedom! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
So that is coming out in February and we are all really excited about that. So I would recommend that you go ahead and pre-order because it's probably going to sell out on Amazon on the first day.
Yep.
So we are thrilled about cheering her on.
Oh, thank you. And I'm excited to share A Mended Heart with you from Susie Eller. God's Healing for Your Broken Places. Oh my goodness. If this is not a manual for how to get through these hard things, I don't know what is. So I would recommend you checking this out. If your story is similar to Susie or mine and you need some help with this, please pick up this book because I know it's going to help you.
Yeah. So God is writing a new chapter in your heart, sweet sister. I just want you to know that. And I want to shout it like I want to shout woo-hoo, freedom.
Freedom. And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode. Thanks for listening.